The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome back, you deranged gluttons for punishment, to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, the podcast that's less of a show and more of a cry for help. I'm your narrator, here against my will, and for a paycheck so small, even Chuck wouldn't touch it. And let's be honest, Chuck touches everything. Tonight, we bring you another nail in the coffin of thoughtful conversation, hosted by the comedy world's two biggest cautionary tales. You know those 2 stars reviews, where people say, "I wish I could get my time back." Yeah, those were about these guys, and I get paid less per episode than Chuck spends on breath mints he never uses. That's right, I'm underpaid, undervalued, and the only one here whose dignity is still technically alive. So grab your emotional support blanket, lower your IQ, and brace yourself for a parade of cringeworthy banter, unsolicited confessions, and at least 3 awkward silences nobody bothers to edit out. Why do you keep coming back? Stockholm Syndrome, maybe. Or maybe you just want to hear someone else's life fall apart in real time. This is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. If this is your thing, I hope your therapist has unlimited hours. Can someone Venmo me a raise?
Yeah, we would, but with you talking about me constantly, I don't think I want to Venmo you
at least 3 awkward silences. Yeah,
3. We've had a few of those where we're like, why isn't that working?
Yeah, it's like all you hear is air.
Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
That's going to be our new thing. That's going to be something like every radio show is going to be like SB something. Everybody's going to do it.
WNBC.
Yeah, WNBC. Everybody's going to be doing that.
Yeah.
They're going to find like a radio station like WSGX or something. WSGX.
It'll be like any letter. That second letter has got to be emphasized.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Like it'll be a new fad.
It will. It'll be a fad. Chuck and Billy made a fad.
Fad. Fad.
Fat, fat. Not fat. Fad.
Well, I mean.
Yeah. Look at us. Anyway, we don't look like that. We look like this.
Yeah. Too many donuts.
Yeah.
Actually, I really don't eat donuts.
I don't either.
I don't know why.
I mean, if I did, it's like very rare.
It is rare. Real rare. But it's not even a donut. Usually I just go get like one of those coffee rolls.
Oh, yeah, or like a honey bun or something.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, these are good. These are good for the waistline.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to the beach over the weekend, and I was thinking, well, at least I don't know any of these people.
I look good never, in my Speedo.
I'll never see them again.
What do you think of that? What do you think of this? What do you think of that?
Look at that. Look at that.
Look at this.
Look at this.
I was thinking of Night at the Roxbury where they're on the beach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're like, what do you think of that? What do you think of this? With the Speedos on. That's great. It's all sparkly.
But my luck, I'm going to probably run into like 10 of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 10 people. I'll probably know. Hey, weren't you at the beach? Yeah, I remember. I remember. You were swimming with the whales.
I remember your disco ball, thingies you were wearing. They were not. They were not. No, they weren't sparkly. What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. Sequence?
The sequence where you rub them and it changes
one way and it goes the other. It's really dull one way and it's really bright the other. And shiny.
You look so nice. Thanks.
Check these out.
Yeah.
Rub my cheeks. See what happens.
You look like a belly dancer.
Yeah.
That's nice. You need to stop doing that right now.
Well, it was funny because, you know, Hurricane Aaron was passing through and up in the Atlantic.
Yeah.
And so the current was fine. We were allowed to go to the beach because they had closed the beaches prior to that.
Yeah.
Because of the current and the waves.
Yeah.
But the waves were still pretty big. So it was pretty cool. I mean, and down in Rhode Island, usually the waves are pretty, the surf is pretty high.
Yeah.
You know, normally, like, it's higher than the surf in Cape Cod for some reason. But it was just a little bit higher, and it was a lot of fun.
That's good.
I love the waves. It's the best part. Crash.
Yeah, it's great.
And then you hear a seagull in the distance.
Yeah, I wonder what that is.
They were all kind of hanging out, like, near the parking lot. At this little watering hole. And they were all just sitting in it or walking around it. And then the geese kind of came over like, what up?
What are you guys doing in
my watering hole.
Yeah. You guys ain't wearing neutral gang colors.
But they got along. They did. They all got along.
That's funny. They're like, watch out. Get out of the way.
Mine.
I used to sit in my car. When remember the big boat was in the middle of Ellendale?
Yeah. Yep.
I watched all the seagulls. I would sit in my car with my mental issues, and I would talk for
my
them.
My mental issues.
Yeah. And I would talk for them. They would sit there and go, yo, this looks pretty good. Let's eat this. No, it's mine. To give it back. No, I was like, wow.
You'd make up a scenario.
Yeah. It was bad.
It's like people watching when you're in public somewhere and you can't hear what people are saying. So you gotta, like, put the words in for it?
Dude, it's so fun, though. Like, people are walking, I told you weren't supposed to get that. Oops, hang on. Oops, what's my bad?
Yeah.
Now, you need to listen to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong. It's just funny.
I don't think you're the only person. I'm not the only person that'll do that.
I don't know. I remember when my wife heard it. She was like, what are you doing? I was like, wait a minute. And I started talking. She was like, you all right? I was like, no.
Me and my friends used to do it at the mall.
It's funny, though.
When we went to the mall, because when the mall was, you know, the mall.
Yeah. It's like when we did the security thing. We were watching us go back and forth really fast.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
So stupid.
Like fast forwarding the security cameras and watching everybody go really fast.
Then we make them talk.
Yeah, because they'd stop and talk and everything, and it looks funny when they're doing it really fast.
And we're like, all right, we need help.
I think we used your voice changing thing.
Yeah.
And we were like doing it. We sound like the chipmunks. And we were talking about this.
I wish we could do the voice changing thing on here. That'd be fun.
That would be really funny.
That would be hilarious.
I remember laughing so hard at that.
We were dying.
That I'd be purple. Tears would be streaming down my face. I'd be purple because of the voice changing.
I will never forget the day we would use the deep voices and we were like, she was like, knock it off. That was great.
So we're children at heart.
Yeah, what the heck?
It's important to be a little bit immature at times.
We have to.
Gotta have fun.
Can't be an adult all the time. That's stupid. Who does
that? It's boring.
Adulting sucks.
It does, so you gotta have fun.
You gotta act like a child once in a while.
Oh,
I think it's funny.
Yeah. Actually, I was laughing a lot over the weekend.
Yeah.
Because the bed that we had, it must have been an older bed. It squeaked a lot if you moved, you know? Right, so like we were like jumping in it. And we were making it squeak, and we were laughing our heads off. Because it squeaked more on my side. I was like, well, I know what's happening over here.
I know what's going on.
Of course, I got to lay on that side, right?
These bolts are terrible.
I know. I was like, I bet you they're just loose.
Dang it.
But we laughed. We laughed a lot. And then if like one of us like would roll over, it would do that. It would squeak. And then we just start laughing again. It would be like 2 in the morning. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's fun.
Your turn.
It's like when you're, you know, when we were talking about last time and when you're a kid and you're staying at your friend's house.
Yeah.
And everybody's laughing and then there's like this silence and then you can't help but to giggle.
Yeah.
And make everyone else starts laughing. It's like that. It was like that. We
it's
just
funny,
laugh.
But it's fun.
The first night, I think we stayed up until like 5 in the morning laughing. It was funny.
That's great. I love doing that. Like just laugh for no apparent reason and you stop and go, What are we laughing at?
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know. Let's keep laughing, okay?
It was all snack-induced. It wasn't anything else. You eat a bunch of snacks, and you're like, what are we laughing at?
I got a salt high. so much sugar.
I ate too much sugar.
This is great.
But, yeah, that makes it fun.
Man. It's fun. Like, yeah.
But, like, that's the immaturity that I'm talking about. You know, yeah, like,
you got to be immature a little bit.
You have to. You have to put a little bit of comic relief into
your life. You can't always be like, huh. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, you remember that saying that your mom or a parent would tell you? Like, if you make that face, it's going to stick like that.
Yeah,
when you get older and you get those wrinkles, you know, like across your forehead and stuff and like between your eyes and everything, that's like the mad look. It's because you've been doing that look for so many years that it's sticking that way.
Exactly.
They were right. So be happy.
Yeah, they're probably like, yes. But every time you're like, ooh, they would always say, I hit you in the back of the head, it's going to stay like that. My dad did it once, and I was like, oh, my God, like that. And he was like, he freaked out. I was like, just kidding. He's like, don't you ever do that again. And I was like, don't hit me in the back of the head.
The cross-eyed look, and they smack in, and it stays that way. And you're like, oh, my, are you, look what you did.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
That's funny
that he fell for it.
He did. Oh, it was great. He was like,
of all the people in the world, like, your dad's usually the one that would know.
Yeah, he'd be like, you're an idiot.
Knock it off.
Yeah, grow up. You just hit me in the back of the head. What do you mean, grow up?
I'm 30.
You just smacked me in the back of the head. You smacked me for no reason, and you're telling me to grow up. That makes a lot of sense, Dad. Thanks. God rest his soul, but, you know, it was still funny.
I know. Well, that would be your dad. He would be like, knock it off.
I remember.
I can't believe you got him on it.
I remember Vinny's daughter one time came over, and they used to hang with us. And she was standing there, and he was like, what's the matter? She was like, nothing. No. And I just kept looking at her, and I was like, she's going to puke. I just knew it. And all of a sudden, she's like, it just came out. It just came right out. My dad's like, oh, no, waterfall. I was like, what?
People get this look.
Yeah.
Like, right before they're going to do it.
It was just, like, no facial expression.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you go blank.
Yeah.
Because you know what's happening, too, right at that moment. Your mouth is, their mouth is watering, right? And they get that feeling in the throat.
Yep.
And they're about to do something they don't want to do. Because, you know, kids are running around, and then they stop.
Yep.
They have that same look. And then all of a sudden, bleh.
And it sounds so gross, like they're choking on gargle.
But you know what's funny with kids is, like, they'll stop and they'll do that, and then as soon as they're done, they'll be like, okay. And then they just start running around again.
Yep.
You're like, man, you're resilient.
Yeah, me, like, I'd be
on the floor for an hour.
I'd be cuddling the toilet bowl, like in a fetal position. I go, love you.
Grab all the
so
towels
cold.
That you possibly can.
Yeah. You're so cold.
Cover yourself up with one of the towels.
You look like a croissant.
Your wife comes in and you're sucking your thumb.
Mama.
But when you're a kid, you run around. Vomit and then get right back to it.
I did that once and then I regretted it. I was like, my mom was like, that'll teach you to act like an idiot. And I was like, I'm good. And I started running. Yep. And then I stopped and she was like, you gonna do it again? She's like, yeah, intelligent. Like, I told you to stop playing around. I was like, oh, I don't feel well. She's like, no, really?
No, that's a good sign right there.
Yeah. She goes, go to the bathroom. I was like, why? She's like, take a shower. Threw up in the shower. It didn't make a difference. I was stomping it down the drain.
Ew, gross.
I know it's gross, but still.
Too many hugs.
Too many sugar water. No, I think it was...
Too many hugs and pineapple?
Yeah. Meat products. Anyway, some spaghetti.
Oh.
That's the worst.
It really is. I was just thinking it.
I don't know how that comes up whole. I'm just confused. But anyway, people are probably like, you guys are disgusting.
Yeah. Well, it's not your cup of tea, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes we got to talk about this kind of stuff.
So I can't remember what it was I was eating. I was eating a whole bunch of something. My mom was telling me to slow down, and I didn't. I just kept going. And she was. It was like all different colors. It was like taste the rainbow Skittles. It was just, And then
it was artwork.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like they do it on.
I made an art out of it.
Yeah, that looks nice. But
we'll just call it Vart.
Vart. There you go. That's a good one. We should do that. She goes, "Did you throw up in the shower?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Did you stomp it in the drain?" I was like, "What do you mean?" But you can see it. It's like, duh. And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "You okay?" I was like, she's like, "Get to the bathroom." I was like, "Get to the toilet." I was like, "Okay." Again, I don't know what the heck I ate, dude. It just wouldn't stop. It was so bad.
Something. It was something that your body said no.
Then I finally felt better, like, after, like, maybe a couple hours. And I was like, "Can I go play with Robert?" And she's like, "No." I was like, "I feel good." And she's like, "You look like garbage." I was like, "I feel..." You're not going anywhere. Yeah, it was just like...
You're holding it back.
Yeah. I can do it.
I feel fine.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I ate too much Halloween candy.
Yeah, and you're like...
That's going to be coming up soon. I can't wait.
Yeah.
No, yeah, no, I mean, not that.
Halloween candy. I just did Halloween at my store.
Did you?
Yeah. Hated every minute of it.
Hated every minute of it.
Hated every minute of it.
I can't wait for Halloween. Like, I just can't wait for that. The season, the whole season.
I love Halloween. It's one of my favorites.
Me too.
Because I like to dress up and scare the bejesus out of people.
I know, it's fun, right?
Yeah. Like, I followed that. There was like three kids last year. I dressed in Michael Myers, and I walked and started following them. And I had the Halloween music playing. This kid's like, "Nope, nope, nope."
I don't know what it is. So I actually went to a Halloween party last year.
Yeah.
And I dressed as Michael Myers, and I stayed in character the entire time I was there. So I did not talk, and I just stood there over people or next to somebody. And that's it. And I actually won scariest costume because I didn't talk. I don't know what it is, but all it is the silence. It's just creepy.
Yeah, when people...
Creeps people out.
I hate when people talk to me because I don't say anything.
Like, I love it because I don't say anything, and then their reaction is, "Oh, man."
Yeah, they're like, yo, you got to be Chuck. And I'm like...
Yeah, you just say nothing.
And they're like, yeah, I don't like...
Just stare at them.
Talk to me, man. Just stare at them. And they're like...
I did the same thing around. I did the same thing at Trick or Treat. I dressed up as Michael Myers and I followed people around, like just down the street.
Yeah, that's what I was
like
doing.
As I was hiding like in the bush.
Yep.
And then I would just step out, and they would go to the door and they turn around to come out, and there I was, like I wasn't there a second ago.
Yeah.
And I just stand there, and they were like, "Whoa!" And then they'd start walking, and I'd start walking real slow, and then I'd be like next to the tree, and they'd be like, they'd look back, and they'd be like, "Whoa."
It's so funny.
It's just creepy. It's not like it's like a gory, scary character. It's
just the
silence.
There was a whole family down the block, and they were just like doing trick-or-treat, and they had the kids with them and everything. I started walking down the street, and this lady was like, "Oh, look, it's Michael Myers." And I stopped and went.
Yeah, you just, yep.
She was like, "Nope."
You turn your head real slow, too.
And then she jumped right in the car and shut the door, and all you hear is click. I was like, I just stared at her, and her, I don't know if it was her boyfriend or husband or what, he's laughing so hard.
Because it's funny.
And I just kept looking. I looked at him, and he was like, "Yo, bro, don't look at me like that."
Like it clicks something in the brain. It's just creepy, and it's scary to people.
And this little, I felt,
not to everybody, but it is creepy.
I had some candy in my pocket. And this little girl was like, "Trick or treat." And I just went and looked at her like this. And I was like, couldn't say no. So I was
of course not.
Dropped it in. I walked away. She's like, "He gave me candy. He didn't kill me." I was like, her mom got out of the car and she didn't even see me. None of them see me. I already walked down the other side of my street.
Yep.
I was standing by the telephone pole. There's two like this.
Yep.
So I was standing there and I was just like looking over. And she was like, "I don't know where he is. I don't."
looking
like this, and I was like, and I just kind of like slowly stepped out a little bit. She's like, "Nope," and jumped right back in the car. Everybody's laughing at her,
but that's the fun part, you know. Yeah. That really is like just moving slow and not speaking.
Exactly. I don't talk to anybody.
Turn your head slowly, you know, stare.
Yep.
It's just creepy.
I don't know what it is with that mask. Once I put that mask on, I'm done. I won't talk
to
you.
You're in character.
I'm done.
Yep.
And it's because I did work at Halloween Horror Nights, so they tell you put the mask on or the makeup on. You need to be that person. You can't be you can't be you.
No.
So I'm like, oh, I can do that. I have no problem with that.
That's the point of characterization. Like, that's like when actors do movies, they are portraying somebody else, not themselves.
I mean, there's people
that get into character.
But I hate people that put the Myers mask on and I'm like, yo, what's up, man? I'm like, I want to hit you. Stop.
Although it is entertaining to watch, you know, people dressed up as, you know, Michael Myers or Freddy Krueger or Jason and then like have a flash mob and start dancing and doing stuff. But
that's
like, that's kind of cool.
That's hilarious.
I would love to be like a witness to a flash mob.
That would be funny.
That would be awesome.
But what are you doing?
You remember? I don't know if they did it last year. I can't remember if they did it last year or the year before. But the pub crawl, the zombie
crawl. I was there for that.
Wouldn't it be awesome if somebody did a flash mob during the zombie pub crawl? Like all of a sudden, like everybody just started doing the same dance,
like Thriller.
Yeah,
that would be dope. Like, I would love that.
You'd be like right in the middle, you know, be right in the middle of it all, but gotta kind of let them do their thing. But, like, that would be so cool to witness.
Just standing there looking at him while they're dancing, all of a sudden you're just going, whoa, he's starting.
I'm trying.
Yeah. This is great. Like, wrong, wait, turn around.
or like, the ones that sing, they start singing a song, and then everybody just starts singing a song. Like, they've done it in, like, the Boston Common. They've done it in New York City. And they've done it in big cities.
It's fun.
Like, they just start singing, and everybody just starts singing.
Yeah, it's got to be fun. But nobody does that here, though.
No. But that's, I mean, like, those are the things that, like, uplift people. Like, with all of the things that are going on in the world, having, like, what we were talking about earlier, like, having a little bit of fun, like, yeah, we have to be serious sometimes, and we have to take into consideration those things that are happening. But at that moment, there's nothing you can do to change, to make a, you know, a humongous difference. So take that moment and live a little.
Exactly. You got to be like, let's have fun.
But that would be so cool to see a flash mob.
Oh yeah, there's always
just dancing Thriller.
I mean, when I was bouncing at the bar, there was a few people that did do a few dances. It was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it was flash, but it was. They were just like, you know, just started doing the Thriller, and they were having a blast. And I was like, yeah, this is fun. You know, this is really cool.
It's always fun to break out Thriller.
Yeah, and they're like, Chuck, come on over. And I had my Myers mask on. I just kept looking at them. And they're like, nope, forget it. Because I'm not talking to you. I always just hand my hand out to give me your ID, and that's it.
I think it's great. There's a lot. There's like, I think it's moms. I don't know what it's called. There's a bunch of zombie moms, and they do the Thriller.
Yeah.
They do the Thriller dance, and it's like a flash mob. It's really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They should do that here.
It would be awesome to see.
They should do it at the Halloween parade. That'd be fun.
Yeah, but the parade is moving, but like, it would be like, it would just be cool to just be somewhere where there's a bunch of people and then just have everyone just break out and do the, and just start doing
just
it.
In the middle of nowhere, just
no,
do
like
it.
In the middle of nothing, like people are just together and then all of a sudden everyone just starts doing that.
It'd be so funny.
And you just like get to witness it.
Yep. I mean, a Halloween parade, what's, like 3 minutes long?
I don't know. I know. It's awesome parade, but it is really short.
It's great. You're like, yeah. Oh.
And sometimes, you know, I get why. Like, sometimes it's cold.
Yeah, you're like.
Sometimes it's really cold. And nobody wants to sit out there for an hour in the cold. I mean, we could dress for it, but I mean.
Yeah, but it's funny because.
Is it because, like, there's not enough floats that enter? Or
I don't know, man. I just think it would be great. I like it. I liked it.
Or maybe we just like it so much that it goes by fast.
Probably. I know when I was a kid, it felt like it took forever.
Well, everything took forever when we were kids.
So like, everything was bigger. Why is the 4th of July parade taking so long?
I know. Felt like all day.
Yeah, you're like, ugh.
I just want to get to my picnic.
I just want to go eat food.
I know. I want to go eat food.
I want a potato salad.
I want wings.
I just
burgers.
I want egg salad sandwiches. No, that's a bad idea.
Not in the heat.
I love them, but no. That is a bad combination with me, dude. I'll die. I'll be bloated. I'll look like Santa Claus. I'll be like, and it'll bark. And then it'll start a whole fiasco.
I bet.
Yeah. I'll knock things off shelves.
Like, the gassy Tasmanian devil.
I'll part my dog's hair right down the middle.
Poor Dee Dee.
Like, I'll get the hair right out of her eyes for her.
Yeah. Her bangs will just part.
I'll shave like one of them little lines like they do in your eyebrow for Momo. Whoa.
That's funny.
Yep.
You should put eyebrows on Momo.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be so funny.
I gotta go get some now.
Make it like an expression. All you need is like eyeliner. Dude, that's so all you need. Because it comes off. But like put an expression. It has, and then when he looks at you, he's gonna look at you with the same expression every time. Like, just... yeah. One eyebrow up.
Do you smell what the Momo's cooking?
Well, or like put like mad eyebrows on him.
They do have these fake ones. I should just buy them and stick them to them.
Aw, but then it might hurt taking them off.
No, I don't think they're that bad. It might, but it might be pull so his great. Hairs. He doesn't have much.
No, but it would be so funny.
Like, he'd be like, like have him surprised.
Yeah, really big surprise ones.
Momo, why are you surprised? Because you see my wife going, what the heck? Does he look surprised?
Are you surprised to see me, Momo?
Like when he's like jumping at you, like all excited. Like, calm down.
It would just be so funny. Then you have to like take pictures of him doing like random things.
I put him in boots. That was hilarious.
What kind of boots?
There, like, just looking at
were me. They like winter boots?
Yeah.
Dogs are funny in winter booties.
But Dee Dee will walk with the boots on. Momo just...
Yeah, his legs are way out.
Sticking one out like this. I'm like, what are you doing? Just walks. I mean, a baby.
It's got to be weird.
Yeah. Like, I put the little ones on him, and all you hear is... But he won't walk. He won't walk with his back leg. One back leg, he leaves out, like, sticks it right out.
Makes you wonder what... What he's thinking, what he's feeling right then.
I don't
then.
Even know, but it's so funny. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? Just walk.
And he's a little teacup chihuahua?
Yeah,
he's a little teacup.
But it's so funny.
So if you could picture, for the people who are listening, if you could picture a little teacup chihuahua.
With one leg sticking out.
One leg sticking way out.
And walking with three legs. I don't know how he does it. He just goes.
And then draw eyebrows on him.
Yeah. Mad eyebrows. Put me in these stupid boots.
These stupid boots. What's wrong with you?
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
You're a jerk.
I don't like you anymore. Give me a treat.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it with Dee Dee. That would be impossible.
Yeah. She has way too much hair. So yeah. It would just like, your eyebrows wouldn't be in the same place.
No, they'd be like.
All over the.
It would look like on, what was it, Adam Sandler's movie? Oh, the one with Jennifer Aniston, where he was the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was like, pulls it up and goes, doing, doing, doing.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, that's really high. Here you go.
Oh, what is that one? I like remember. That movie. That's such a good movie. And good she's his assistant, right?
As good as it gets.
Is it?
Like, yes, because it's got, yeah, it's as good as it gets.
And she's his assistant?
Yeah, and then they get married after a while, but. They love each other.
Aw. Yeah, come to find out.
That's so cute. My wife hates the fact that the movie's on, that she always jumps in the water with her bikini. She's like, you like that part, don't you? Like, yeah. Yeah, I do.
That's like We Are the Millers.
Yeah.
And the part where they get caught by the bad guys and they're in the garage or whatever. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I really am a dancer. And they're like...
Prove it.
Yeah, right. Prove it. Prove it.
And he's like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, but she does so good.
Yeah. My wife hates that part too.
There just so happens to be like a shower pole.
Yeah, I know.
Up there.
Automatically like, there. Like, it's what?
Just, there just happens to be like a shower hole. You should go up the stairs and there just so happens to be one there.
Yeah.
How perfect.
Yeah. How quaint.
How perfect.
How perfect, though.
It's just a movie.
It's just a movie, guys.
Pretty much anything is where it needs to be.
I like where you put that, but we didn't make it.
You want to see a mind-bending movie? Watch Parallel.
That's creepy.
Yeah, did you watch that?
Yes, I've watched some of that.
That was a really good movie.
It was. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, and it's about like it's about like multi-universes or something like multiverse or several dimensions. This woman ends up in, and she's trying to get back to her normal, like her world.
Yeah,
but it's really interesting. It's really interesting. She walks in the woods and like ends up in these different dimensions of her life.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll continue this conversation right after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
We made it back.
We're here.
We're here. Ebert.
Ebert.
Ebert. Ebert.
I don't know.
Ernie.
Yeah. So I have a commercial.
Oh.
I'm going to leave the mics on just because.
Yeah. Chuck surprises me each time with new commercials that I haven't heard yet. So we have to get our authentic, like my authentic.
And anyone out there in radio land listening, it's just a joke. Relax, okay?
Uh-oh. If it has a disclaimer, it's got to be good.
There's a disclaimer. I just made one. All right, here we go.
Tired of funeral homes holding you hostage? Sick of hidden fees, awkward small talk, and waiting rooms with soothing flute music? Introducing the Do-It-At-Home Cremation Kit. Now you have the power to send Grandma off in style. From the comfort of your own living room. No lines, no upcharges, no uncomfortable questions about the smell. Our all-in-one kit comes with everything you need. The Cremation Chamber 3000. Now with even more fire. Complimentary oven mitts, scented candles. Choose lavender, pumpkin spice, or eau de ash. And for a limited time, a coupon for half off a new fire extinguisher. It's as easy as 1-2 Toodaloo. Why spend thousands when you can DIY into the afterlife?
We used the kit for Uncle Mel, and he finally warmed up to us. Now he's a lovely conversation piece on the mantle. And we roasted marshmallows after. Talk about full service.
Don't wait for death to be inconvenient. Cremate with confidence on your schedule. The Do-It-At-Home Cremation Kit. Because loved ones should never go up in smoke. Without you. Not legal in 49 states. Side effects include spontaneous hauntings and smoky aftertaste.
Not legal in 49 states.
Fire department not included. Use responsibly. No, really. For external use only.
Okay, sorry. It was funny.
Okay.
It's not for sale, people. It's a joke. Relax. It's just for fun.
All in one.
Complimentary oven mitts.
Oven mitts.
All right. Anyways, that was fun.
And so, that's it's illegal in 49 states.
Yeah, I don't know where.
What
it's
one state is it legal?
Oklahoma.
It's been banned in 49 states.
You can only order in Oklahoma.
If you're in any other state, it won't get sent to you.
Or in Nebraska, where you can burn corn husks. I need help. Anyways.
Pumpkin spice.
I like that. Pumpkin spice.
It's all relative.
Or ode to ash. Ode to ash. I don't know what that smell is. But anyway.
Yeah. Ode to porqué. You should have put that in there.
Yeah. Ode to porqué. Yeah, I should have.
Ode to porqué.
You can smell like sweet burning pork.
It would just smell like burnt bacon.
Yeah.
Like, ode to porqué.
So you see a fire coming out of your house. You guys making anything?
Yeah, we're having a barbecue with Grandma.
Morbid.
I know, man.
See, there was a disclaimer before it.
Yeah, I said it's just a joke.
Some
relax.
People, some people may not find our jokery joke. Jokeful.
Like I said, everyone has to be a child once in a while. That was childish, but it was funny.
So.
Anyway.
Let's not drag this out anymore.
Yeah, let's just shut it. Shut the door.
Like a coffin door?
Yeah.
He left it wide open, dude. I had to.
Yeah, like a padded room. Anyway.
Whew. I think everybody should have a padded room in their house.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Can you imagine, like, just like you're going through something and you just want to just
go in there and scream and slam yourself against a wall?
Yeah, you feel better afterwards.
Yeah. My luck, I'd probably break a hip.
Yeah.
How did I do this?
We definitely need different padding.
Yeah. This is terrible. It's not
this
thick
isn't
enough.
Working.
It's not thick enough. What do you mean? It's like 13 inches thick. Yeah. It's not gonna work.
We need something soft.
I need 30 inches. Oh God.
I need 30 more inches.
Can you get the like? Can you get the dolly and bring me out like Hannibal Lecter?
That would be a great couple's costume.
That'd be awesome. That would be so fun.
One of us get on the dolly.
But we all strapped to
dude,
it.
So I have one that has straps.
Wow, that'd be perfect.
It's especially just for, you know, bringing things upstairs. So it has like little wheels on it and everything.
Yeah.
But it would hold you. And I could strap you right to it.
It would be fun to do it to somebody that you like have fun. You like one of your friends just strap them to it and then just set them down and walk away because they can't get out of it.
See ya.
But I'll see you later. I'm going to go trick-or-treating. What are you doing? See you later. What? Dude, come on. Sorry about the straitjacket and the straps. Have a good one.
And the mask.
Yeah. Can you breathe? Oh, you got holes. You're fine.
It's got little bars right at the mouth.
You're okay.
Like, let's jail those teeth.
Stop being a baby. We made it for you.
Oh, that would be funny.
That would be great.
You're just like other people be passing by. Like, looking like, what the heck?
I would be like, trick-or-treat.
Is that real?
Yeah, I would just lay there like, trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
I'd be throwing candy at you and stuff, like gum.
Just put it in my pocket.
Yeah, just throw it in there. Right here in the pockets.
Put it in the pockets. I'll get it later.
They'd probably give you the crappy candy.
Well, like 2 o'clock in the morning rolls around, and you're like, man, when's my friend coming back?
Where are they? All of a sudden, the police show up. Excuse me, sir. You're parked in an illegal zone.
Can we see your ID? I mean, I can't get to it, but.
You're parked in an illegal zone.
You're parked in a handicapped spot, sir.
Where's the license? Where's the license plate for this thing?
You got a placard. Show me your license and registration. officer, please. You're going to have to go in my pocket.
You're going to have to unstrap me here.
Wade through all that candy to get to my wallet.
If you want to take a Smartie, you can. The whole package, it's fine.
Really?
Yeah. Are you bribing me, sir?
That is a criminal offense.
I don't know who you think you are with this mask and strapped to a dolly, but this is ridiculous.
Get yourself out of that. If I could, I wouldn't be here right now.
You need to grow up.
You need to grow up. Help.
So who put you here? Well, I have friends, but they left me here.
I don't know. I couldn't see their face.
Could you imagine doing that?
They were
that?
Wearing masks.
Yeah. One was wearing a Scream outfit. Yeah, the other one was dressed as...
One was wearing one of those plastic pumpkin masks. those cheap ones. You can get for like $2.
I remember that one of my buddies bought the... One of my buddies bought the old pumpkin... like candy bin, so you can
Yep.
Cut a hole and then put his head through it and could not get it out.
So he walked around with his pumpkin on his head?
We were pulling it and everything. We buttered it. We oiled all of it. He could not get it out. And I could his head out. We were laughing. I was like, why don't you just cut the thing down the side?
Yeah, I was like, why not just take some kitchen
and I'm
scissors?
Saying this, yeah, and I'm like, why don't you just cut it down the side? No, you're going to cut my ear off. I'm like, I'm not going to touch your ear. If I touch your ear, you just tell me.
You don't even need to cut the whole thing. You just need to cut it, you know, a little slit. Yeah.
So that's what I did, and he freaked out. I was like, rip. He's like, ah!
But you won't do that again now.
No.
You live and learn.
But imagine leaving your friend there like that and completely forgetting about him. And you're going.
You know what's even funnier is you probably didn't even cut out eye holes.
So, he didn't.
So you're walking into things.
He's like,
ding, ding.
He's like, I can see fine. I'm like, no, you can't. Whack. And I'm like, no.
Hold on to the guardrail.
He was like, hold my hand. I was like, this is not happening.
Dude, I'm not holding your hand.
Dude, I'm not walking you down the street with your arm wrapped around mine. It's not happening.
We're not skipping. We're not frolicking down the street together.
I told him that we were at a house, and he's standing there. I was like, knock on the door.
No. Where were you?
No, he was in front of the window.
Oh, man.
And he's like, on the window, and he's like, trick or treat. Dude, I was on the
sidewalk.
I would have
had him standing in front of nothing. Like,
I've done that.
Like a tree with a board on it.
Yeah.
Knock on the door, bud. Knock on the door.
We did that to an abandoned house. We told him to go up the stairs. I helped him up the stairs. Oh, all right, now knock. And he's like, trick or treat. And he's waiting. And we're on the end of the road. We're dying. We're laughing so hard. He's like, yo, no one's coming. But he kept turning the wrong way because he thought we were
over
here.
So he was looking at the other way.
We were dying, bro. It was so funny. And we're like, hang on. We're at the other house. We'll be right over. And he's like,
Just standing there.
And I walked up. I was like, did you try the other one? He's like, oh, I didn't know there was another one. Yeah, walk over here. He knocked on that one. He's like, trick or treat. And like, you can see the light.
Trick, dude.
Like,
trick.
If there was a light where you know you're going to get candy, because usually people leave their lights on.
Right.
Like, duh. That's
usually the rule of thumb, yeah.
But he couldn't see. I mean, you could obviously see it because it was such a thin bucket. But he didn't pay attention to that.
Right.
And you stand there like, trick or treat. And then I told him I knocked on one of the, I can't remember where I was. I knocked on one of the house doors. I was like, yeah, I'm going to knock on the door for you, dude. I'm just gonna, so you don't have to do it. And he's like, oh, okay. So I knocked on the door and I turned him around. The opposite direction. And he's like, trick or treat. And he's looking out towards the road. And this lady's like, turn around. And he's like, what? He's like, turn around. She's like, he was like this. Like, he's reaching out. And I'm just laughing. I'm like, dude, turn around. He's like, oh. And he turns around. He's like, trick or treat. But he turns side. He doesn't go all the way. And the lady's like, he goes, come get me. I'm going to fall.
So you have a friend with special needs. That's all.
Yeah. He's like, dude, come on, dude. Wake up. Get that thing off your head. You should be wearing a helmet. But anyway, that was
he
fun.
Was wearing a helmet. His own.
Yeah.
The one he made.
It was so bad. So bad.
Oh, that's funny, though.
But we laughed so hard. We couldn't stop laughing. We had tears. I had to go to the bathroom like 30 times because I was laughing so hard.
I could never wear masks when I was a kid because they were all too big.
Yeah. And it just hung.
And I couldn't see. And even now, like, certain masks are too big. Like, I can't. I have an older Michael Myers mask that does not fit. I had to, like, alter it to make it so that it was tight enough for me able to see. For me to be able to see out the eye holes. Plus, it just kept moving around. So, like, my head would be in it. Like, the mask wouldn't move, but I'm looking up.
The masks that I used to like is the ones that used to have the foam around the head. So, when you put it on, it fit nice and tight to your face. But it would still be wobbly.
Yeah, in the front. But at least it would stay still.
You look like an old woman's arm.
It would follow. It would follow you, though. If you turn your head, you know that you're. But if I turned my head in this mask, I would turn my head, but the mask would stay straight. And I'm like, okay, this isn't working.
Or you're like, hey.
Yeah, right. The mask moves like a second after I do.
It's so funny. Like, there were so many costumes that just didn't work back in the day.
I know.
Like, the plastic outfits just. No.
But we loved dressing up in them as kids.
I loved it, yeah.
Like,
couldn't breathe for crap.
I know. The whole inside of, like, the mask would be, like, soaked from condensation from trying
so
to breathe.
Thirsty, you're like...
I know. You know, like, you end up taking the mask off by the middle
and
of
you're
the
like,
trick-or-treat.
Yep. Yeah, you weren't even halfway through trick or treat, dude. It was just like you were taking that thing off. You couldn't deal with it.
I know.
And everyone's like, "What are you supposed to be?" And you just go,
Yep. You just hold it up.
Yep. And they're like, oh, you're the Kiss figure. You're Gene Simmons. It's not Gene Simmons. It's Peter. It's yeah, Paul Stanley. Jeez, I couldn't even say it.
It's Papa.
It's Peter Chris. He's Freely Paul Stanley. What? That guy.
It's Christopher Walken.
I'm Christopher Walken, and I play in the band Kiss.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. You get nothing.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Do you want some candy?
It's like he says it like all enthusiastic, and then
I know.
And then there's that
whisper.
Whisper.
I'll give you some candy. Yeah. If you want it. It's like
you don't know if he's gonna, what he's gonna do. That's yeah, what, no, that's like, the best part.
He's gonna give us an apple or razor blade.
I don't know if he's gonna be awesome, or nice, or if he's gonna just like look at you and be like, put you in the ground.
Yeah,
you know,
one way or the other.
And you can never tell.
No, you can't. It's funny though.
It is.
It's scary and funny at the same time. Where you're just
yeah, you just stare at him. I don't know.
You gonna give me candy? I'm giving it to you right now. It's like
you're gonna get it.
You're gonna take it. Whether you like it or not. So calm down, wait a second, bro.
I don't know how to feel about this. I don't know if I should take it or not.
Do you want a Reese's or Kit Kat? Can I have both? Not you being greedy.
That'd be funny.
Chantel handing out candy.
Oh, no.
That'd be phenomenal.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. You guys are, like, the coolest. What are you supposed to be? We're like Barbie and Ken. You're stupid.
You're so cute.
It's so cute. You guys are so cute together. Like, I love Chuck and Billy. Why did you guys dress up as Chuck and Billy?
Everything that this girl does. It could be just like out and who knows, doing whatever mundane thing that people do.
Getting coffee.
And then just like come out and say, I love Chuck and Billy. My name is Chantel.
Can I have like a caramel latte with a sprinkle foam, whatever it is? And you guys should be like Chuck and Billy.
My name is Chantel.
My name is Chantel. Can I get extra sugar with that, please? Same Chantel. Can you like put some chocolate in there and like mix it up, make it pretty? My name's Chantel.
When are you gonna come out with pumpkin spice? My name is Chantel.
I love pumpkin spice. It's so good. My name's Chantel.
Actually, I think Dunkin' Donuts, while out in Rhode Island, Dunkin' Donuts has pumpkin spice.
Yeah, they do here.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Tastes like garbage. I don't know why.
I never get it. I don't ever buy the pumpkin spice. I can't wait for the peppermint mocha.
That's the good stuff.
I like peppermint mocha. But then that means it's cold outside.
Yeah, and you're like, ugh.
That means it's going to be cold.
It means it's getting cold outside.
Well, it is getting chilly.
Yeah.
At night. It's cool because I can open the windows.
Yeah, and I can let the cool air in. Feels good. And then you freeze in the morning. You're like, Jesus.
I don't want to get out of bed because it's cold.
Yeah, that's what I did this morning. I was like,
I
got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. You're like, all right, how am I going to do this? You're thinking,
why is it so cold in here?
But it's all right.
I mess with my wife. Can we turn the heat on? You're nuts.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
No, I'm not doing that.
Nope.
Cost too much to oil. Ugh.
Oh, wow.
I hate oil, dude. I hate it so much.
There's a lot of oil-heated homes in the city.
Yeah, it's terrible, though.
And apartments.
It costs way too much money.
No matter what they do. Yeah. They all do.
I mean, there's a few that have good deals and stuff like that, but...
Right.
Not good enough to where you're like, oh, I can afford that.
Did you hear that fiber is going to come to Pittsfield?
Fiber.
So internet, there's going to be another internet option, and
fiber
it's going to be
optics.
It's going to be fiber. Fiber is actually really cool. The signal it creates can go a lot further than regular cable signals.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
I don't know much about the company. I don't know much about, you know, I guess they're going to start building the infrastructure for it in Pittsfield. It's been okayed. So that means that people will have another option besides what we already have.
Regular blank out cable.
Well, I mean, there's more than that. There's Verizon Fios, and then there's, you know, there's
YouTube, but that's not cable.
Well, there's, yeah, you need internet.
Stream it.
It's for internet. It's not for cable. It's, yeah, it's the fiber is going to be going in for internet. So we'll have other internet options besides getting a hotspot from, like, you know, your whatever cell phone company you use, or, you know, getting internet from local cable company.
True. That's true. So at least we got something different. It's coming to your town near you.
I know that a lot of Berkshire County has opted in for it. So I remember doing some work out in Egremont before for fiber. And it was interesting to see the difference in how it's delivered.
I know they got fiber optics in Ecuador, which is cool. I mean, it's not the greatest.
Speeds are faster. That I know, and the signal strength is a lot bigger and goes a lot further.
I need it because every time I'm watching someone, it just goes, ooh, done. I'm like, why?
It just like...
It just quits. It just shuts off.
Oof.
And I'm like, what the heck? And then I keep telling them that it keeps shutting off, but I don't know. Whatever.
Something probably wrong with the line.
Yeah, fix it. You guys need to fix it.
I mean, my name's Chantel.
You guys need to fix my cable.
One day you're going to have to find that phone call so that people can get in on that joke.
Oh, the Chantel one?
Yeah.
I got it somewhere.
Yeah, you
got
to find that and play it. People so they can hear it.
No, they'd love it.
It's funny.
I could probably get it, download it here, and then play it.
Probably.
Like, you got to hear that. It's
the phone call. It's the phone call that started the whole joke.
Yeah. I love you, Billy. My name's Chantel.
Just have a character that just walks around and says her own name over and over and over again. It's funny.
I wonder if there's actually somebody that does that.
There could be.
That would be hilarious.
There are 8 billion people in the world. I'm sure someone does it.
Could you see somebody be like, oh my God, I love Oreo cookies. They're the best. My name's Jacqueline. Be like, what?
I think I would faint if I met the person that did that. Like, I'd be like, Chuck, I don't know what to do.
I found her. It's we gotta have Chantel, her on, but I found her.
We gotta have her on the show.
Oh yeah, I would definitely be. You gotta come on our show. Why? Because you're gonna love it.
Because Jacqueline. Because you're famous, even though you don't know it.
Yeah.
Can you just say that my name is Chantel instead of your name?
Yeah. My name's Chantel.
Would be so.
But you know what my favorite cookies are? I love the chewy Chips Ahoy. My name's Chantel.
Speaking of, calm down. I found their Stranger Things themed.
Yeah, they got the red
Chips Ahoy. Yeah, I tried them. They're pretty good. They're little.
Yeah,
they're smaller than regular Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, I think we got those.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Well, you did. Yep. We got them too.
I was like, I need to check these out.
These are great.
Stranger Things should be coming out with their final season. I don't know if it's already out. I have
Isn't
to
it
check
seven or seven.
I think. I don't know.
I watched all the way up to 4 and then I gave up.
It's the final season, so I don't know what's happening. I'm going to have to... I kind of remember the ending of the last season, which, dude, you should see it. It was pretty cool.
I mean, I got to the fourth season. I liked the show. I was fine with it, but then I just got, like, really bored and I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore. I don't know what it is.
It gets like that sometimes.
I hate that. Then I'm like, yeah.
They loot the show if there's something that, like... Fillers, if there's too many fillers, filler episodes, like, you just get bored. Mm-hmm. And you're like, ugh, you don't go back to it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Until, like, forever, and then you're like, oh, I haven't seen this in forever. I'm going to have to start all over. And you get to the same spot.
Yeah, you're like, ah, now I remember this part. Oh, this is
when a series can grab a hold of you and hold on to you throughout the entirety of it,
yep.
Then you know it's a good series.
Yeah, I love that. That's the thing I love. I love to have a good series I can watch, and I'm gripped to it. Like, I love this. You know, I love it. Like, I love Twisted Metal. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
It's super, it's funny as heck. Because I played the game as a kid.
Yeah.
Sweet Tooth. Dude, he's great. Whoever I can't remember the name of the wrestler who plays Sweet Tooth, but he's It's so funny. He's just the way he is. He doesn't even care. Like, he has to kill a whole bunch of people that think they're better than he is.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets really peeved, and he goes and kills them. He's like, you're not better than me, and he just kills them.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I'm way better than you. And he's like, no, you're not. And he just whoops them. And it's funny. It's just the way he acts about it, though. It's just, I love the show. The first season I watched, and then he just came out with the second season, so I was like, yes. And it's so funny.
I just started watching Watson.
What was it?
Watson.
What's that?
It's about a doctor. So, Holmes.
Oh, Watson.
Sherlock,
oh, yeah.
Sherlock
okay.
Holmes. So, but it's weird because it's like it's more contemporary, so it's more up to date instead of like the old Sherlock Holmes and Watson. So, it's sort of like House. So, like, he has a practice that is in Pittsburgh. And he does, like, weird cases, like House did, Gregory House.
Yeah.
And so it is interesting because I really loved that show.
House was good.
Yeah,
I really loved
that show.
I liked how he acted. It was perfect.
Yeah. So narcissistic.
Yeah.
But awesome, right? So this guy is kind of the same. He reminds me of it. The whole show reminds me of it. So I'm not mad that they made a show that's similar. I'm actually glad because I really loved House and I just wanted it to keep going. You know what I mean? Like, because there's always different cases of patients with weird things that happen. And this guy's an internist just like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he's like an internist, infectious disease, and like something else doctor. I just started watching it. So,
yeah.
But it's good.
Oh, that's cool. I think I've seen it. What was it on?
Paramount.
Paramount, yep. I knew I seen it. I was like, Watson. Who's watching Watson?
Watson, I presume.
Watson, I presume. You're not a nice person.
But then there's shows that you really like, and they get, like, on Netflix, they get canceled.
Yeah.
Like Santa Clarita Diet.
That was funny.
I loved that show. And the cliffhanger, and then they ended it, and they canceled the show. And I'm like, well, how am I supposed to know what happens now?
Yeah, it's like the zombie one I loved. I loved that one.
Yeah, the cliffhanger was crazy because you were like, it was building up to it. And then something happens that you knew was going to happen.
Yep.
And then they end it, and you're like, well, does he change or not? Now I'm never going to know because they canceled it.
Yeah, well, they canceled, what was it, Based on a True Story? Love that show. It's about a serial killer. Amazing. And then I ended it and I was like, why?
Same thing with Sense8, but Sense8 was very expensive to make. They were in several countries. I mean, I get that, but at least they actually had, like, they did like a 2-hour finale where the cast did like a 2-hour finale where they ended up like tying up all the loose ends because they all knew that it was going to be canceled, so they made this huge finale to end it that way you're not like left hanging. But it was a really good show.
Yeah, they left you hanging, and based on a true story, because then all of a sudden, certain people got killed that weren't supposed to get killed, and then something happened, and somebody got killed, and I was like, wait, what? That happened? No way. And then the end, they're all standing in one spot, and they're looking at each other, and I'm like, yes, can't wait till season 3. Canceled! Wait, what?
Yeah, it's usually because, oh, we don't have enough interest.
Oh my God, I love that show.
And I'm like, that's bull.
Yeah.
Because people were very mad.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like
there was
a lot of people
saying that this is ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like what do you mean there's not enough interest?
I was like, whatever. You mean there's not nobody? What do you mean nobody watches it? Everybody was saying, I can't wait till season 3. And then they're like, oh, we're canceling it.
Season 4 of From is coming out.
Oh,
nice. Next, I think it's going to be next year, but I've been waiting forever for it. So that show is a gripping show.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, these people that end up in a town they can't leave. You know, they try to leave, but you end up right back in the town.
Oh, that's crazy.
But there's, like, all kinds of supernatural stuff going on. Like, these weird monsters come out at nighttime, and they can't, like, go outside.
Oh, that's
But crazy. They're not monsters. They look like people.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And that's just the beginning of things. So, like,
what's that on?
Netflix, I think.
Oh, okay. I'll check that out. Have you seen Resident Alien?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I love that
Actually,
show.
You turned me on to that show. You had me watch like a couple episodes of it some time ago, and then I came across it afterwards, and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to watch this. So I watched it right from the beginning.
It's
and
so
I was
funny.
Like, this is hilarious.
It is hilarious.
He's funny.
He's great in that
He's
show.
Funny. That is such a funny show. Resident Alien.
Yeah. That's so funny.
They just did another season. They just, I think they're still airing the episodes? Are they still airing new episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like season four, five? It's four.
Four, yeah. I haven't really watched it in a while, but it was funny. It's so funny.
Well, it looks like we got about 30 seconds. Hey, we are talking about shows and movies and stuff, but, you know, if you want to binge watch anything, we gave you some ideas.
Yeah, that's some ideas. I mean, don't binge watch based on a true story because you never know what's going to happen. But anyway, just you're just going to be like, well, I hate you.
Yeah.
Why'd you turn me out of the show and now I can't finish it?
I'd still watch it anyways. Yeah, I would.
I'm going to. I love that show. All right. Well, we got 10 seconds, less than 10 seconds, actually. But, you know, want to thank you for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. You guys have a good rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Have a good night, guys.